So this is the dining room. And this again looks like a great Chinese ancestor hall. This is where the students and the fellows of the college eat together. This is a very informal college. A number of the colleges have what is called high table. And in the evenings, indeed, we have dinner. And the fellows sit here up at the top. And the students sit down there. But mostly we eat together now. And this tradition of eating together is at the heart of a Cambridge college. When this was a monastery, or like a monastic organization, 500 years ago, the one thing you had to do was to eat together. At that time, you weren't allowed to talk in... you had to talk in Latin. Also, there were certain things you couldn't talk about. But the eating together, which continues even now in our legal system, you eat your dinners, you have to eat meals together before you can become a qualified barrister in English law. So eating together is a formal ceremonial, which is very important. And it also is again relaxes you. You've been working in your department or faculty, you come here, you sit, you chat, you release your mind, and then you go back. And this is something which, strangely enough, hasn't been recognized, for example, in Japanese universities, and even in many Chinese universities. They don't have a place where the students and the fellows or the teachers can meet together. It's completely missing in Japanese universities. You eat alone, or you go out with your friends to a pub. There are communal eating. And in the certain times of the year, you don't just eat ordinary meals. You have great set feasts which commemorate certain events in the history of the college. So the wealth of the college, which meant that there was lots of good food, good wine available, was celebrated at these tables.
Wow.